Hi, this is Ken Barron with the National Association of Black and White Men Together, a podcast, The War on Immigrants. The administration believes there's a crisis at the border, despite the lack of proof. Indeed, the rate of influx at the border is down compared to previous years, and they are willing to shut down the government to make a point. It impacts about 800,000 federal employees and some services for the public, such as the National Park Service. Now, President Trump arrived at the border this Thursday on a trip that he said he didn't want to take to discuss a crisis that Democrats say does not exist. He's repeating his request for a long-promised border wall that has led to a bitter political impasse and a 20-day-plus government shutdown. These closures reinforce the idea that the government is broken. The idea that this is a government, instead of this is our government, is a recent and it's a disturbing trend. People believe that government is inefficient and corrupt. We should not feel that these problems, such as immigration, are too big to solve. According to the Pew Research Center, quote, people who live less than 350 miles from the border were the least likely to support using a wall, end quote. People who live less than 350 miles from the border were least likely to support Trump's wall. In other words, the people supposedly on the front lines of what Trump calls a crisis are those least likely inclined to support the proposed solution to it. People who live along the border are used to politicians at both the local and the state level fear-mongering about their hometowns. One of them said, a lot of tourists call up my office and say, is it safe out there? He's a sheriff, Ronnie Dodson, and he told Chris Hooks on a podcast at the time, we'll ask where they're coming from. They'll say, Houston. We'll say, hurry up and get out of there. It's safer here than where you're coming from. The political rhetoric is feeding real fear amongst people who live far from the border, but perhaps not near the border. Actually, the U.S. has been increasing security on its southern border since the 1990s. And Border Patrol has expanded radically. This is feeding real fear amongst people who live far from the border, as I said. Over the past several years, adults traveling with children and children traveling alone have made up an ever-increasing share of people apprehended at the border. The government has only been keeping separate statistics on apprehensions of families and children since 2012. And the numbers in the past few months are a record for that brief period, even outpacing the peak of the so-called border crisis in June 2014. There's multiple reasons for doing this. More than 150,000 children or family members were apprehended by Border Patrol in fiscal year 2018. That represents nearly 10% of the overall apprehensions in year 2000. The recent death of two children has raised questions about the medical need at the border. Also, at ports of entry, where it is legal to cross without papers if you wish to seek asylum in the US, some officials have told families to wait or turn them away to come back later in a semi-official policy known as metering. Metering has increased the incentive for families to cross between ports of entry illegally. So what about due process? It's guaranteed under the Constitution's 5th and 14th Amendment and allowing for fair treatment under the law. Asylum seekers are protected under U.S. law and international refugee and asylum laws. If somebody comes across the border illegally, is caught or turned themselves into a Border Patrol agent and says, I want asylum, then at that point they are interviewed by an asylum officer called a credible fear interview. Asylum seekers are exempted from immediate removal from the United States because of the international treaty obligation. That was the podcast on the War of Immigration and Immigrants. And this is Ken Barron of the National Association of Black and White Men Together. You can reach us at NABWMT at NABWMT.org. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram and Twitter. Hope to hear from you soon. And thank you for listening.